Time to talk Hiawatha basketball. Justin Fluke joined by ladies coach Brady Jasper. The Hiawatha girls are 15-3 on the season with two games left at Perry and Sabetha. Two wins, though, since last we spoke, and boy, neither one was easy, coach. I guess that's what you expect in the Big 7 going through a second time especially, but a great fourth quarter going back to last Friday night at Holton. Trailed the majority of that game. Just seemed like the shots wouldn't fall, but then a couple did. A couple big threes, and you were off and running to a 21-7 fourth quarter at Holton to win that game by 8, but final score deceiving. I know that was certainly a challenge, but a lot of good resiliency and effort, I guess, shown by your girls to never give up and be able to complete that comeback on the road last Friday.
Yeah, you're right. That was a super tough game for us at Holton. Trailed almost the entire way till the fourth quarter. And then, just like you said, just as quick as could be, back-to-back threes from Clara, another three by Josie Delaney, kind of got us going. And we were able to catch the lead there and then never give it up. Holton played well, kept that game low scoring and manageable all the way through, and we felt lucky to win it.
I guess that's what's nice about your team is you have several players that are experienced and are confident enough to step up and hit shots, even if they haven't over the course of the game. I mean, you got a lot of players that in any moment are not afraid to try to turn the game around or put the team on their back. Last night, you needed a lot of scoring from a lot of players as you beat Royal Valley, but a higher scoring game, 63-58. What were the biggest storylines there?
Yeah, it was a fast-paced game last night, lots of baskets, lots of up-and-down action. Royal Valley played a very good game against us, I felt like. They had a super performance from one of their leading scorers. Kennedy Bryan scored 31 points on us and just made almost every shot she looked at. So we really had to put a lot of attention on her late in the second half just to keep up. We got an outstanding game last night from Darcy Lears, who's very capable, as you mentioned. 26 points, 8 steals, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists from Darcy last night. So just a whole lot of production from her, and she's turned into just a really nice player for us. And so it's good to see her have a real good game for us. We needed it. Clara had 16 or so last night, too. And we had a well-rounded performance last night. We had some good stuff going on with our forwards around the basket, so we're feeling all right about it.
Yeah, well, and hopefully you can kind of keep building on this momentum as you've won 3 straight games. You're on the road at Perry and Sabetha, as we mentioned, and still a lot to play for. What are you talking to your team about here these next couple days as you get ready for these final 2 games of this regular season?
Well, that there's still some basketball to play and that we can't be satisfied with where we're at. There's still time to work on a couple things or get better in a few areas, and that may make the difference down the stretch. Someone who can kind of tack on something to their arsenal here in the last couple weeks and take it with them to sub-state might put somebody over the edge.
Well, best of luck finishing out the regular season, Coach. We'll talk and look ahead to sub-state next week. Thanks for your time, as always.
All right, thanks.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Lady Redhawks. We'll talk to Gary Smith after this.